Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brian Baldinger. He's a 95.7 The Game NFL insider. You know him from Baldy's Breakdowns. Brian, I'm just going to ask you right off the bat, what was the thing that you took away most from the 49ers' win over Pittsburgh yesterday?
Well, they overcame five turnovers, Donnie, and you did that, and they did that because they played good defense outside of a couple plays. They played really good defense, and they constantly rescued their offense that, was just really careless with the football throughout the day. And it's really a first time where they played real complementary football, and the defense and the special teams really bailed them out a bunch. And that's impressive because – hopefully, the 49ers never have a game of ball handling like that again.
Baldy, I actually watched the game with some people that were getting mad because Bosa wasn't filling up the stat sheet. And I said, are you kidding me? The kid's disruptive. He's getting a double team. And other linemen are eating because of what he's doing and the attention he's getting. And I say that to say, is there another D front in the league right now that you would take over the Niners as a whole?
Teams do it differently. The Patriots are shutting teams down left and right. But from a pure talent standpoint right now, it's hard to argue with what the 49ers can put out there on the field. They still aren't playing Nick Bosa and Dee Ford full time. Mm. I mean, they're still part-time players as they come back from injury and being banged up. And so we haven't seen the best of those two, but they really can scream off the edge, and then what DeForest Buckner continues to do in all phases of the game, whether it's the screen game, whether it's pressure up the middle, forcing fumbles. I mean, he was a terror yesterday. One of the best games I've ever seen, and DeForest has played a lot of good games, but it might be one of the best games he's ever played, and they needed it from him yesterday.
Baldy, I was thinking about you when I was watching that game yesterday, and by the way, fellas, Baldy can dress. I saw him Friday night downtown looking sharp in downtown San Francisco. But Baldy,
Okay. Thinking
about this defensive line just hunting quarterbacks, I'm thinking, like, if I'm Baker Mayfield and I'm Jared Goff and I'm Kyler Murray, what are they going to be doing in the film room when they watch this defensive line getting after the quarterback? They're probably going to be shook a bit here saying, I got to get the ball out fast. There's Bosa, there's Armstead, there's Buckner, and that's the biggest thing. Eric Armstead, give me your thoughts on him in a contract year. He is coming to his own this season.
Well, I mean, it's 4 years, and this is the best he's ever played. Now, he was banged up to start with. I thought, and just knowing Eric, he's a big guy. I thought he had to kind of grow into his body. I think when he first started, he looked like a big power forward in the NBA. I think he's grown into his body. I think he's a lot more agile now than he initially was. I think they're moving him around, which is a good thing. And his length and his power is, it shows up. And, these first three games now, he's been a real force. And you can't show me three games in a row where Eric Armstead in his first 4 years has been a force. He hasn't been that guy. But I think he's better with all these other better guys around him. I think he's better when DeForest Buckner is just a dominant player. I think he's better with Bosa and Dee Ford and Solly Thomas coming off the edge. So it's a welcome sight. I mean, they've been very patient with him now. They could have easily kind of moved on when they made these other big moves, but they've been patient, and it's paying off right now.
We're on the Dial Pad guest line with Brian Baldinger, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, brought to you by Chilton Auto Body, the Bay Area leader in collision repair. Brian, how do you lose your top two running backs and that still be the strength of your football team?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I know that, Tevin Coleman, I mean, I know the guys that were supposed to be there, but I don't know that they're better, to be honest with you, than Matt Breida and Raheem Mostert. Now, Mostert's got to hang on to the ball. Breida's got to hang on to the ball. Mostert's had this issue before, and they thought they overcame it, and it flared up yesterday. And so you have to be a little cautious. But they've got three undrafted free agent running backs and they all have a role, and they're all good. I mean, this role for Jeffrey Wilson now is real. And all those fantasy owners out there that are looking to pick up a guy that just scores touchdowns, you can see right now that any short yardage run and any goal line run, he's getting the ball, and he's good at it. He's got power. He runs behind his pads. He stays low, and he's a force now. I mean, four touchdowns in 2 weeks, they've got a role for him. You know, and then obviously what Kyle can do in all phases of the game is it's why they made him the highest paid fullback in the history of pro football. And he made those big plays yesterday. He's a great blocker. He's a lead blocker. I mean, he does a lot of different things for the offense. But I don't, to answer your question, Danny, I don't know that the other guys that are injured right now are better than what I've seen for Breed and Mostert.
That means they've got a ton of depth.
Yeah. Baldy, you played this game. You know what it takes. The Niners are 3-0. People saying they haven't played anybody. Big Ben wasn't out there. To hell with all that. What I want to ask you is, in your gut, how confident are you in the Niners and their staying power of trying to flirt with getting into the playoffs?
Well, you know, I mean, it's only September here. So, I mean, I know everybody wants to talk about the playoffs, but it's September. And this is a team that has to get better. And I think they have a great chance of getting better. I mean, just Jimmy G, he's played five games since he tore his ACL. He's played two games in the preseason and three regular season games. And yesterday was his best game. I think he has improved in every single game. And that's a great sign. And the fact that that touchdown throw, the winning touchdown throw to Dante Pettis, first of all, I don't know why he threw it. I
mean, we just said open. That.
I mean, what you have to make that throw, first of all, there is no room for error. That is what you call a stick throw. He threads the eye of the needle there about as well as you can. And that's trust in Pettis, who hadn't done much to that point. But you can see how everybody got involved. George Kittle is George Kittle. I mean, he's just a great player. The guy hangs on to the ball and catches tough passes. I just think that when you look at Deebo Samuel, Dante Pettis, all these young guys, even Kendrick Bourne probably should have scored on that route across the middle. He's starting to celebrate, I think, too soon. He's ready to do a Deion Sanders in the end zone and get tackled. I mean, They're young, and so they have to get smarter, and they're going to get better. So can they make the playoffs? They can. But I think they can, because I think they have a lot of room for improvement right now.
Baldy, I know you've been in the lab all night and all morning. What's the one team through 3 weeks that has surprised you and is a team we should all be looking for outside of the 49ers out here in the Bay?
Well, the Bills have been impressive. In every game they played, they have been impressive. They identified Josh Allen last year as a franchise quarterback, and they built around him. And they brought in Cole Beasley and John Brown and Frank Gore, and they drafted Dawson Knox and all these guys, and they all work out. And the guy can flat out run it. He is a leader. He's getting better at throwing it. They play the Patriots at home this week. They played their home opener in front of those crazy 85,000 fans in Western New York. And they were impressive. And defensively, you better do your homework. You better do your homework and pay attention, because they do a lot. And they do a lot from a disguise. And they've been impressive in every game so far. And I'm really looking forward to this game against the Patriots this weekend.
Baldy, thank you so much, my man. Really enjoy it, as always.
Yeah, great being out there on the left coast with you guys this weekend. Look forward to doing it again.
You know when you're going to be out next time, Baldy?
I don't, but if you guys keep winning, I'm going to be out there a bunch.
All right. Well, that's one reason to root for some wins then. Thanks, my man.
Thanks, Baldy.
Okay, you got it, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.